You're listening to another episode of the Zag. Eric Rasob here, excited to continue our series featuring our 2019 NLC LA Fellows. Zelina Vasquez is our guest today. Excited to hear what she's up to personally and professionally. So let's get to it. All right, Zelina. So when people ask you what you do for a living, how do you usually answer that question?
I say that I am an activist and an advocate. And my day job is I fundraise for the American Red Cross.
And so is that, in some ways, I think that's an easy job because the Red Cross is such a worthwhile cause and people would want to support it. But what are some of the challenges that come with trying to raise money for a group like that?
I think one of the challenges are just kind of right built into what you said there. A lot of people think because it's a big organization, it doesn't need individuals to fund it. A lot of people have the misconception that it is government funded. We actually are not government funded at all. It's the American people and American corporations that kind of keep us going. And the more you see us in the news and things, the more we kind of wind up needing money because you see us when there are big disasters. So for example, the five big disasters last year from Hurricane Harvey through the Thomas Fire, I believe we spent more on those five disasters than we had spent in the last 5 years combined. And that's just responding to people and providing food, providing shelter, all these basic needs.
And then, you know, there's lots of our NLC alums who do different types of development and fundraising work, but not necessarily with an organization as big as the Red Cross. What kind of ways have you figured out how to engage donors so that they're consistently providing funds to you, or what kind of new technologies have you found really effective to get the word out?
Absolutely. I think one of the most important things that we try to do from a fundraising perspective is letting people know all the things we do during, we call it blue skies. Like, everyone knows what the Red Cross does when there's a big disaster, but we actually do a lot of things all year round, everything from preparedness, so helping communities build resiliency and be more prepared in advance of a disaster, to we control about 40% of the nation's blood supply needs. So we're providing blood to hospitals that need blood. We do a lot of work with the service to armed forces. So a lot of what we're doing between those big disasters is really letting people know of the many things we do and getting people engaged with the mission above and beyond the things they see on the news.
And then I know as well, prior to Red Cross, you were past president of Planned Parenthood Los Angeles Young Professionals. What kind of experience was that like? And what kind of things did you learn there?
That wasn't quite prior to the Red Cross. That was a volunteer capacity. So that was simultaneous. I was fortunate. I got to be on the board of the Planned Parenthood Young Professionals here in LA for 3 years. And it's just been a really, really amazing group of people who support Planned Parenthood. It's a fundraising membership group, so everyone donates a certain amount, and then we just try to support the organization everywhere we can. So sometimes that meant attending third-party events on behalf of the organization and, like, talking to people and thanking them for their support. Sometimes that meant hosting fundraisers of our own. So every May, we would do a big drag queen bingo down at Angel City Brewery and raise money for Planned Parenthood. It was a lot of advocacy and awareness raising and really just kind of being their ambassadors.
Nice. And then last thing, what is something you're looking forward to once we get all the fellows together in January for the first NLC Institute session?
I'm really excited to meet everyone and to kind of learn more about what this is all going to be. I've heard a lot of really great things, and everyone I know that's gone through the program speaks so highly of it and so highly of all the people. So I'm kind of just really excited.
Nice. Well, we're excited to see you in January, and thanks everyone for listening to this episode of The Zag. You can hear all about the other 19 fellows that will be joining Zelina on The Zag podcast. You can find that at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, Spotify, Stitcher. They're all there. Download them today and subscribe. Thanks for listening. Until next time, we'll catch you soon.